Just like you to stay standing for a moment. Now, just like you, if you feel comfortable, just to close your eyes. With our whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Would you like to sit down? Great words, aren't they? Wasn't he just amazing, Jerry? Come on! 5-star courage, hey? And we all know that's what adversity often brings, is courage, isn't it? It brings a defining moment, a season, a decision, a will I, won't I moment. These guys have been through many, many will I, won't I moments. Will I try again? Will I pursue God again? Will I try for another child again? A will I, won't I moment. A root swings moment. A courage moment. A defining moment. And we as a community applaud you for your courage. Don't we, family and friends? We applaud you for your courage and for your faithfulness to God. And for your pursuit of him and of his presence, we applaud you. Why don't we just clap them? Today is really about three things. It's about a dedication. It's certainly about a celebration, isn't it? Come on, it's time to celebrate, isn't it? These wonderful lives of these two fantastic kids. And it's not until you lose something that you really appreciate the value of something. So today is a big, big celebration day. It's about a celebration. Also, it's about a dedication. It's about a decision to pursue something and to follow something and to give oneself to something. That's what dedication is. It's about giving oneself to a cause or to a person. That's what dedication is. And also, it sure as heck is about thanksgiving. About just being grateful. For me, it's a very poignant moment standing here today because just a few weeks ago, my niece was in exactly the same position as you were with Samuel. And little Noah died after 3 weeks. And we went to the funeral and we went through much of what you've been through. And we sang a song by Matt Redman called A Thousand Blessings. 3 weeks later, we are sitting in a church service, in a wedding, having the most fantastic celebration and great food and wine, which always helps. And we sang the song again. But to be honest with you, I couldn't really sing the song. It was just too tough. And our soul, you know, our inner man, our soul goes through different seasons. And some of those seasons are winter seasons. Some of those seasons are summer seasons. Some of those seasons are autumn seasons. And some of those seasons are spring seasons. And they've had a winter-summer thing going very quickly, backwards and forwards here, yeah? They've gone from winter to summer, winter to summer, winter to summer, winter to summer. And that's absolutely knackering. Yeah? That's emotionally knackering. You're allowed to use that word, by the way. It's just emotionally a nightmare, isn't it? And it's exhausting. But, you know, it's about finding God in the winters is when the faith really takes place. Finding in the summer is really quite easy. Finding in the time of warmth, the time of holiday, the time of relaxation. I know it seems a distant memory sitting here in this hall now, but just try and visualise it if you possibly can. In the summer, it's great, isn't it? It's barbecues, it's relaxation, it's all those things. It's a summertime when just light changes everything, doesn't it? When light hits water, it just changes the water. It comes alive. And in those summer periods, often we come alive in our faith. In days like today, when we just celebrate these fantastic little lives. It's a summer day, isn't it? It's amazing. And yet also there are winter days. And then there are weird days like today, which really is summer, winter, and summer, winter, and spring. What the heck are we in? It's snow and tulips. What on earth's going on? We're not quite sure what season we're in. We're not quite sure where we sit on the map. Is this a good day or is this a bad day? Well, I'm not really sure. It's a bit of a mixed day, really, in my life at the moment. I don't know about yours. And it is about finding God in those seasons, in the seasons of our soul, and actually about pursuing God in those things. And my prayer for your children is very, very simple, that in the winter, in the summer, in the spring, and in the autumn, they will find God. That in whatever season of life they find themselves, that they will actually find God. It's been quite amazing what's happened today. Kerry and I didn't plan it at all. But a lot of the hymns that we sang and the songs that we sang, particularly more traditional ones, all from Celtic roots. And all the readings I wanted to bring today are all Celtic readings. And we didn't plan it. And the early Celtic church had an amazing way of expressing spirituality in great vulnerability, in great honesty, and really engaging the earth. And they really understood what it was to be on the earth and to know about the stars and the sky and hunting and fishing and trapping and being community together and just doing all those kind of things together. And into those everyday activities of life, they just brought God into it. So often a strong Celtic prayer would be in the morning, as I light my fire, O Lord, may you light a fire in my heart today, O Lord. And may I bring warmth to others, Lord, as this fire has brought warmth to me. There's this great sense of grounding their spirituality actually in who they are. And I just wanted to read out, and I'm way off piece with my talk, so there you go. I just wanted to read out a few things, which I feel are just things that you can think about. First of all, I want to read a quote from Mother Teresa. I know there's some of you here are from a Catholic background, and you're just so welcome to be here. And we just so respect your spirituality. And I don't know about you at the moment, but my prayers are really with the Catholic Church at the moment. As it's going through such a difficult, difficult season, I just really pray that the world won't throw the baby out with the bathwater, that the Catholic Church will have its voice and will stand for the right things. So one of my great heroes of the Catholic Church is Mother Teresa. And she just has a profound way of speaking that just simply captures for me so much of what dedication is about, a dedication of a life. Listen to this. What I do, you cannot do. But what you do, I cannot do. The needs are great. None of us, including me, ever do great things. But we can do small things with great love, and together we can do something wonderful. Isn't that great? Together we can choose in this room, whatever our persuasion of faith or of non-faith, whatever our spirituality, we today can make a choice. And I'd like to call you to a choice today. And I'd like you to do this brave thing today, to have this, do this courageous thing today. If you would like to honour the dedication of these two children, why don't you dedicate yourself to a bit of kindness? Why don't you dedicate yourself to doing some small thing that is good? To doing some small thing that when you do it, you just think, this is for these kids. Wouldn't that be a nice thought? And perhaps it's just about joining a club and going and helping work in a youth group. Perhaps it's about an old lady down the road that just could do with one visit every so often. But perhaps it's just about doing something that is your dedication, that is your way of flying at this time. It's your way of actually jumping out from that nest and actually flying at this time. To me, that's what dedication is about. It's about taking a leap and choosing to do something. One of our great spiritual forefathers, the reason why there is a church in this land is that there are a number of men and women who came here from different places, and they dedicated their lives and they paid a great price. And one of those heroes that I love is Brendan, St. Brendan. And he prayed this prayer. And I'm going to probably finish with this. And then we're just going to... Actually, Alison, could you come on? Could you play while I do this? Would that be all right? I did warn her, didn't I? I did warn you, kind of warn you. She's great, isn't she? Just be very grateful that I'm speaking and not playing, okay, at this point in time, just to say that. Just be very, very grateful. And let the girls play. If you want to close your eyes, you find it easier to concentrate, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. You see, we want to dedicate this life today of these children to the Father. And we don't know where that journey is going to go. We don't know about the trials. We don't know about the tribulations. We don't know about the words that they will speak, things that they will do, the people they will meet, and the places they will go. But we want to pray in this day and in this season that the presence of Jesus will be with them wherever they go. That Jesus will come to them, that he will give them strength, and that in their wanderings, in their pilgrimage, that they find God, that they touch humanity, that they change lives, that they too kiss a guilty world with love. This is Brendan's prayer before sailing for our nation. Shall I abandon, O King of Mysteries, the soft comforts of my home? Shall I turn my back on my native land and my face towards the sea? Shall I put myself wholly at the mercy of God, without silver, without a horse, without fame and honour? Shall I throw myself wholly on the King of Kings, without sword and shield, without food, with drink, without a bed to lie on? Shall I say farewell to my beautiful land, placing myself under the yoke of the Christ? Shall I pour my heart out to him, confessing my manifold sins and begging forgiveness, tears streaming down my cheeks? Shall I leave the prints of my knees on this sandy beach, a record of my final prayer in my native land? Shall I then suffer every kind of wound that the sea can inflict? Shall I take my tiny coracle across the wide sparkling ocean? O King of glorious heaven, shall I go of my own choice upon the sea? O Christ, will you help me on the wild waves? Let's pray. Let's stand, shall we? Let's for a moment be quiet and in silence celebrate the life of Samuel. Today is about dedication. If you feel able to, I'd like you to do something. Just copy this if you feel you can. Just do that with your hands. If you don't feel comfortable, that's fine. Into that cup in front of you, I want to pray blessing for these children, for Zach and for Darcy. And I want to pray blessing for you, and I want to pray that your cup will overflow with goodness and with mercy and with strength for the difficult times. And I want to pray that there may be times when life's a bit tough and you'll just remember this skinny preacher and you'll remember holding that cup in front of you. And you'll just stand in your lounge and in your street, in your pub, in your restaurant, in your place of work. And as you stand with that cup, you'll just be aware of the Father filling the cup. So we pray now for these wonderful children. And we ask that you will fill that cup. And for any of those that are on a journey with you, we pray that you will help them just to do this thing of standing in a lounge and just saying, Father, help. I'm here for you. Please talk to me. Amen.